Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Pesach Shem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Zayin, and we are learning Se'ifim Vav Zayin and Ches. This is page Kuf Beis Amid Aleph. We are holding at the end of page 202 at Se'if Vav. Also, the Chashiv Cheshbonos Afilu Mavru, Kigon, Kach Vekach, Hotseisi El Davar Ploni. You're not allowed to make Cheshbonos, even if it's already in the past tense, like you say, this is what I spent on a certain item. V'davka Shadayin Schar Apol Imetzlo, but that's only if you still owe the money to the workers. Avalim Parm Kavar Mutter. But if you've already paid it up, so then it's Mutter. So to say, oh, the contractor that I hired cost me this amount of money, so you could say that if you've already paid him up, but if you haven't paid him yet, and it's still money that's owed, so then you're not supposed to talk about the amount of money, even though the deal is already made. Sivkat and Chav Hevedav in Mishmur Vedavka Sha'adayin. Because you're doing the calculations in your mind about how much money you need to have on hand so that you'll be able to pay him, so that you can figure out what else you could spend on, and that's all part of the cheshbonos that you're not supposed to make on Shabbos. Even if afterwards you say, oh, and now that I do the math, it turns out I'm already fully paid up and I don't owe the guy anything, but since you didn't know that initially and you needed to do a cheshbon to discover that, so that's why it's aser. But if you knew initially that you don't owe them anything, then it's a cheshbon of mabekach, then it's not really a cheshbon, and that's mutter. And if the other guy needs you to make these cheshbonos, you know you don't owe him any money, but the question is, how much does he owe you back, or whatever, or he needs to know how much he made from the deal in order to know what his profits are. So that's also us, because that's also not a cheshbon of ma bekach. It's a cheshbon that's consequential. Mutter, kosev Rambam, cheshbon Hashem b'em tzorach mutter l'chashvan. A cheshbon that doesn't have any tzorach whatsoever, you're allowed to make. Ketzad, what's an example? Kamis in tvua hayilanu b'shana plonus. How many se'in of grain did we have in that year? Kamadinor notes. How much money did our kid's wedding cost? Better not to think about those things, but how much money did the kid's wedding cost? If I do a cheshbon of what the king's armies, what the defense budget is, it doesn't have any need. So that's not aser. When the Rambam says, yeah, because that's all nonsense, he's telling you, and also, by the way, Jewish people shouldn't be involved in just speaking about nonsense. You're supposed to speak about substantial things. So it's not usher from a Shabbos perspective. It's just not right that that's what we should, what should be occupying our talk. She'ein sicha b'teila royal yirei chet. Yirei chet shouldn't be engaged in sicha b'teila. V'gam b'birur ha'shal kasef sha'afil b'cholein yavu kol kach l'tamil chacham. Even on a weekday, it's not so good for a tamil chacham. Davi kemosh v'leitzim v'vata b'limudo. It's a Moshe of Leitzim, and it's something that is mevatel from his learning, right? That's Chazal of an expression of filu sicha schulim shel tamid chacham tzrichel nimud, because the sicha schulim of tamid chacham is not varim shel mabekach. It's something that's valuable. It's something that relates to midos. It's something that has substance to it. Se'if Zayin. You're allowed to say to your friend, do you think you'll be able to stand with me this evening? Even though he's going to understand that means you want to hire him to work that evening. But you're not supposed to say, be prepared for this evening to be with me. So, because that's more obvious that you're saying that you're going to hire him. It's not only about another Jew, even to say this to a non-Jew. The point is that you're the one speaking about doing business. That since you're only being merames to him that you need to hire him, so it's considered hirur, which is mutter. But if you say so, that's an actual dibur that's beyond just hirur, and therefore that's going to be aser, even though you didn't say explicitly what you need him for, but if based on the way people speak in that location, everyone knows that you mean that you need to hire him, so that's considered dibor, which is aser. Siv ches, yachal amr l'chaveru, you're allowed to say to somebody, l'krach ploni ani holich l'machra, I'm going to go to a certain city tomorrow. V'chem rotu l'amalo, lechimi l'krach ploni l'machra. You could also say, I would like for you to accompany me to this city tomorrow, kivin shayom yachal l'chaveru burganin. Since technically you could even go on Shabbos if there were huts along the way that extended the Tchum Shabbos. V'chem kol kayotzi b'zashish, but tzad hetu l'asos hayom, anything that there's some way that it could be mutter to do today, yachal amr l'chaveru sheyasen l'machra. You're allowed to say to your chaver that you want to do it tomorrow. As long as you don't mention to him some sort of schirus that you're paying him, for the work. Let's do Mishnah Berurah now, and then we'll go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Anything you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not supposed to talk about doing tomorrow. Now, even though you're not allowed to go beyond the Tchum Shabbos, you're allowed to talk about going to a place that happens to be beyond the Tchum, because it's not that location is not inherently Aser. If you had huts along the way that extended the Tchum, it would be mutter to go to that place. But what you cannot say is that I'm going to ride there tomorrow. I'm going to go in a wagon. Shekar b'loshen Ashkenaz Padrin, given the diburu who davar Aser ba'etzem, vein moel etzel zerak yomer ani holich l'machar. You have to say I'm going to go tomorrow. You cannot say that I'm going to ride there, I'm going to go in a wagon, I'm going to go on a train, I'm going to go. You cannot mention directly about going in any vehicle that you're not allowed to travel in on Shabbos. To say that you're going to travel by boat, the Aruch HaShulchan says is mutter, because it's technically mutter lahaflik b'sfina b'Shabbos. As Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Shemir Shabbos, that you're allowed to say that you plan on riding your bike there tomorrow, because technically, even though it's not right for a person to ride a bike on Shabbos, but it's technically not an isra malacha of any sort. I think he says that it's mutter. Yeah, that it's mutter to say that. Okay, sivkat namen alf burganin pirus sukkah shel shom burganin. These little huts where there were guard booths. When we get to the halachos of Tchumin, that as long as you have another hut within 70 and 2/3 amos from the previous one, it keeps on extending the Tchum. It's what we call the Ibura Shel Ir. It's like the city becomes impregnated because it juts out beyond to where these Burganin are. Like to say to somebody, that he should bring for you the next day from outside the Tchum peros that have already been detached from the ground, even though he cannot get it for you today because it's outside of the Tchum. But you're allowed to talk about getting it tomorrow because there is a way to technically do it. If there were mechitzos all along the way, then it wouldn't be a violation of Hotzah and you would be allowed to bring it. So since there would be a way to do it, you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. To do it today, you're not even allowed to say to an any Yehudi. And if an any Yehudi actually brings you something from outside the Tchum, you're not even allowed to use it. Once again, we'll get to that when we learn about the dinim of Tchumen. So says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter now, something that there's no way you're allowed to do it today. Even though it's only in Issa Drabanan, you have peros that are muktzah. Kiven sheyef shalol laviyam hayom. Since you can't bring them today, also lo melachavir shivim lo lemachar. You're not allowed to tell somebody to bring them to you tomorrow. V'chein also lo lachshuk b'sof etchum k'day sheyemar alayla leilach sham laviyam. And you're not allowed to go stand at the edge of the tchum so that you'll be able to quickly go after Shabbos to bring them the next day. V'chein lo yomar esed dover ploni lemachar. You also can't say I'm going to do such and such tomorrow. Aviyach lachshuk b'sof etchum k'day lemar leilach sham. Shom L'Shamram. But you're allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum so that you could quickly go after Shabbos just to guard the fruits, if you're not going to bring them. Because you would be allowed to guard them on Shabbos had they been in the Tchum. And if that was your intention, going to the edge of the Tchum was just to watch them, then technically after Shabbos is over, you can go and bring them also, because that was not your intention initially. Doesn't have to be at the edge of the Tchum, even in the Tchum. Since you're not allowed to bring them because of the Yisr Mokzah, you shouldn't make any move toward getting them on Shabbos. To go there to bring them, to bring Perus and a Mokzah. Aval Perus ain't a Mokzah. But peros that are not muktzah, since you're allowed to ask someone to bring them for you after Shabbos, you're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum to anticipate bringing them yourself after Shabbos. And we said you shouldn't say I'm going to do dover ploni lemachar. What's this talking about? Says the Mishnah Berurah, kayal mashkasa betchila dasalam lechaver sheyaviim lo lemachar. That we're going on what we said, that you're not allowed to ask someone to bring them to you tomorrow. The kamash melon de lo nema de daf. And it's telling us that you shouldn't say that it's only when you're talking to somebody and you're getting advice from him that only then it's going to be aser, because there's a tzorech in having the conversation. But maybe you're just talking to yourself, so since these words don't matter anyway, I might think you're allowed to say these words to yourself about going beyond the tchum and getting these things. So come on. So that's why it comes to tell me, if it's something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, even if you're just talking to yourself, it's asr. Dibor is asr, so the definition of dibor, it's a chiddush. Definition of dibor is not communicating to somebody else. Definition of dibor is that the words, right, if the words come, you know, if a tree falls in the forest, right, that's dibor, even though nobody else is there to hear it. Shafilu ayom, ratzalom, nimsa shatzam shmir avim lacha mutaris b'shabbos and machshuk b'shvil davar amutar. The actual watching over of the fruits is a mutter thing to do on Shabbos, and you're going to the edge of the tchum to do something that you're technically allowed to do on Shabbos. Umashu chutz l'tchum, the fact that it's outside of the tchum is irrelevant, because although yachal le chali debrugan amayelo, you'd be allowed to go there if you had more huts along the way. Aflaviyim, and then once you go there to be shomer them, you could bring them back in after Shabbos also. Even if that means you have to pick them out of the ground on Motzei Shabbos, since the primary kavana of being machshech al tchum was only for the sake of the shmira in the first place. So let's review what we learned today. So in Sivvav we said that you're allowed to speak in past tense about things that you spent money when it has no relevance at all, when it's Dvarim Shel Ma Bekach, but the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, it's never a good idea to speak Dvarim Shel Ma Bekach. You should always have some purpose in the things that you're saying. And in Halacha Zayin, we said that you're allowed to tell somebody to be prepared to be with you after Shabbos if it's not obvious that it means to say that you're hiring him, but if it means to say that you're hiring him and it's obvious that that's what you mean, then you're not allowed to say that. And then we said in Siv Ches that anything that you're technically, there's a way to make it mutter to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to speak about doing that on Shabbos as well, such as going outside of the Tchum. Technically, there's a way to make it mutter. Bringing something through chatzeros that don't have an eruv, technically, there's a way to make a mutter, so you can speak about those things. But anything that's usher on any level, even usher midrabanan, to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to speak about doing after Shabbos. And then we also pointed out that whenever we say a dibor is usher, that means afilu beino levein atzmo. Even if you're not talking to somebody, you're just talking to yourself, that too is going to be usher. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, same time, same place, we'll pick up with Se'ifim Tas, Yod Aleph, and Yod Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.